Performing at Caroline's on Broadway this weekend, D-Ray Davis, host of MTV's Joking Off, and from the film Barbershop, The Next Cut, Ray Ray the Hustle Man. D-Ray, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I got cut out of The Next Cut, though. I wasn't in that one.
What?
Nah, I wasn't in the last Barbershop, man. I wasn't never in it, so I figured I wasn't cut exactly, I guess. And Ice Cube should have put me in it, man. That's light on light crime right there.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Another thing we're going through right now.
How they going to do Ray Ray like that, man?
Yeah, man.
Come
I could have sold one more thing in there.
How is life for you right now, D-Ray?
It's good, man. You know, I'm watching all the craziness going, man, and I'm happy that my daughter is in a place right now where she's not fully understanding, but I'm happy that we are doing things, coming together, doing things, trying to get things done on both sides. I know that it's difficult, man, but I'm in a good place, I guess.
Well, you know? Living with Funny, that reality show, D-Ray, you and the two girlfriends.
Yeah, man, only one of them laying here now, so I must be messing up.
How did you pull that off, man? Most brothers can't keep one. You got two.
I had a bag, man. You gotta listen to let Marvin Gaye play. I know it's old school, some people let Marvin Gaye play and don't say nothing. Just be like, girls, listen to these words right here. Listen close. You gotta play it twice sometimes. Sometimes the new girl's a little slow. This ain't strip club music right here. What you gotta do is you put Marvin Gaye in a trap voice, a trap rap voice. Then they understand.
What are the girls' families? Say about their living arrangement.
Well, I don't answer the phone, so not a whole lot. Jay, no, you can't answer the phone, man. You got to be quiet.
I understand.
What does your daughter say about it?
Yay, daddy.
Yay, daddy. All right. Okay.
Daddy
can do no wrong, right?
No, I can't do no wrong, man. As long as, in the day you said daughter, you heard you said daughter, that means she a woman, means she loves to shop.
And as long as that keeps coming, yay, daddy.
As long as she can go in pink and leave with everything, she good.
D-Ray, are you happy for your Chicago Bulls, man? I got D-Wade coming up.
Man,
there.
Beyond happy, man. Talk to D-Wade, man. We feel good. I offered him my stake in the franchise, which is nothing. I said, man, if you come in, you get all my future stakes.
You can have my stake.
I promise not to bootleg his jerseys. I offer him stuff that only black people can offer. There won't be mixtapes left on his car. I offer him stuff like that.
Oh, man. D-Ray, I think I last saw you on Empire, man. You were good, but then they killed you off, man.
Yeah, they killed me off comfortably, too, which was another light-on-life crime. Lee Daniels is light-skinned himself and a taller light-skinned brother. Triple the crime right there.
Well, you do a lot of movies, man. You show up on a lot of shows, too, D-Ray.
Yeah, that's why you thought I was in Barbershop 3. I'm like, hey, they call me the Cameo King, man.
Oh, the Cameo King.
They even tried to give me J. Anthony Brown spot. They said, we're going to do Drumline 2 out there, man. I can't fit them suits, man.
Well, before you run, give us a Joking Off update, man.
Joking Off, man. We got 20 episodes airing right after the premiere of MTV's Wildin' Out. So, and I'm the host, man. I'm just happy to be working. Tell you, that's it. As long as I'm punching that clock, I'm good.
And this weekend?
And this weekend, I'm at Caroline's in New York on Broadway. And if I'm not funny, I'm going to start singing.
Well, you know you're
Sing to Marvin Gaye. Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Play that in the background. The whole thing. No, you can't play no Marvin Gaye now. I don't want to get sued.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Robert Thicke just called me asking for $10. I don't know what he needs for.
D-Ray Davis, great to have you on, man.
Thank
Wish you
I'm
the best.
I'm sorry, Robert Thicke. I'm sorry to answer the phone, man. Paula was asleep.
Wow.
Girl, rock the house at Caroline's this weekend, man. We'll holla.
Thank you. Bye.